Good morning, we're continuing with Chayadam, Kalman Beis, Simen Yud Aleph. And we're looking at the end of the Simen. He says a person should not be mafsik between the bracha until after he eats the amotzi. He tells us to look back in Klal Hey, Simen Test Yud. So over there in Klal Hey, he points out that not only should a person not be mafsik with Dibur, but even being mafsik b'shtika is inappropriate. And he gives us a shear of hafsik. It should not be longer than the time it takes to walk 22 amas. Which is not a large amount of time in the actual calculations of time. It's not a very large amount of time. So a person should try and minimize that hepsic. So we left off with the question, that being so, what is appropriate to do? Should the balabayas be makbid on that and eat right away? Meanwhile, everybody else is waiting. Or she seemingly have their herits to portion to everybody, and then, only then, eats, even though he's going to lose this mila of not being, not pausing time-wise between the bracha and the chila. So the Taz says that since all of the mesubin cannot eat until he finishes, until he eats, so they gain minimally by him waiting. So he doesn't eat, gives everybody has a piece of bread sitting in front of them, and he's still giving out. They can't eat yet because he's still giving out. So he gives to the first person, second person, third person. They're still sitting there. They're sitting there with a piece of bread in front of them. They're not allowed to eat because they cannot eat until the Mavorach eats. Finally, he finishes giving everybody. Then he gives himself a piece, and then he eats. Then everybody else eats. So they didn't really gain anything by him waiting. Maybe they even lose because they can't start eating right away as soon as they get it. They have to wait. But if he would eat immediately, cut himself a piece for himself and eat it, then when they receive their piece, they're allowed to start eating immediately. So even though it seems to be, it's more derech eretz that he should serve himself last, but they gain nothing of anything, they actually lose because of that. And meanwhile, he's being mafsik b'shtika, which he shouldn't do so, and they gain nothing out of it. So based on that consideration, the Taz says the appropriate process is that a person should cut a large piece from the loaf. For an example, on Shabbos, so it's a sholem, cuts a large piece. From that, he cuts a piece for himself and he starts to eat. And then he cuts more pieces and gives those out. And as soon as they receive it, they're allowed to start eating. That's the correct procedure according to that. Now, if a person was mafsik b'dibur, the Chayyim will talk about that more in detail later on, Klal Mates, what happens if he's mafsik b'dibur. Simen Yud Beis. Imatzi Rabban b'brechosu, yomer b'rishus Rabbi Sai. He should ask rishus from the people seated there. Aval pish hu balabayis. Even though he's the balabayas or the gadol, which halacha is the midina balabayas or gadol besuda b'tzeya, so he is the one who's supposed to be b'tzeya. He needs no rishus, he needs no permission from the other people seated there because he's the gadol or he's the balabayas. So why is he asking for rishus for them? Bekomachem hu der miderech hanava. It's considered an act of humility to ask rishus from other people, even though he doesn't need their rishus. We spoke about, is there an issue of interrupting between the zilzadayim and hamotzi? So even if you would consider the opinion which says you're not allowed to talk between the zilzadayim and hamotzi, that was the machloikas. But even according to that opinion, something which is tzarech habrocha is permitted. So this is considered tzarech habrocha of asking rishus, and that's even if he's the gadol, and he don't do it because derech hanava, it's still considered tzarech habrocha. Al einam rim savrai or savri el al yayin kilekamon klal nun hay. Savri is a different din. Savri is because the halacha is that a person makes a brei pi hagafen when he drinks wine, even if he's drinking wine during the middle of the meal. So he has people, multiple people seated next to him, and they're eating. And he's going to say a brief prayer gof, and they're going to have to answer amen. Well, they might have food in their mouth, and answering amen with food in your mouth is dangerous. So he wants to sort of warn them that he's making the bracha, and therefore they will know to swallow what they have in their mouth, and they'll be able to answer amen safely. So he says, I'm making an announcement. Everybody should be understand this, that I'm about to say the bracha of Brit Piyagofen, and therefore they should pause in the rechila to allow me to say the bracha and answer amen. So he's not asking rishus from them. He doesn't need the rishus, but he needs them to be aware of what he's doing to answer safely. So that's the purpose of Safri. So that's a totally different din, and it's only relevant to Brit Piyagofen. Now, if a person's saying Brit Piyagofen before the meal, theoretically, it's not an issue. But since during the meal we say Safri, therefore we always say Safri. Have a good day.